What are the most famous French desserts? The first real cookbook came out in 1651 when Le Cuisinier François was published by Pierre Lavarenne, followed by Le Pâtissier François, which was likely one of the first books to separate cooking from pastry making. François Marcellot followed suit in 1691 in his book Le Nouveau Cuisinier Royal et Bourgeois. In it, one finds the first recipe for crème brûlée. The first true compilation of French pâtissiers was by Pierre Lacan in his book Le Mémorial historique et géographique de la pâtisserie in 1895, of which the first edition contained 1600 recipes for pastries, ice creams and jams. The evolution of cooking and taste of consumers have been naturally changing over the last centuries. Recipes and methods have been varied from country French to different ethnic cuisines, impacting to the recipes of celebrity chefs. Events like international conflicts, travel experience, technology and mixed cultures have been contributed to outstanding food evolution. However, French cooking remains solid to the classic techniques used in the traditional recipes of the master pâtisserie of the past. Macarons are small, round, sweet, light, crispy, soft, filled with jam, cream or ganache between two meringue-based cookies. Macarons are the most popular type of pastry in Paris. Crème brûlée is the famous egg custard topped with a layer of torted sugar prepared with beaten eggs, butter, sugar and vanilla. What makes the crème brûlée decadent is the two contrasting layers of luxurious vanilla cream under crunchy caramelized sugar. Millefeuille is literally thousands of layered puff pastry filled with pastry cream. Traditionally, a millefeuille is made up of three layers of puff pastry, alternating with two layers of pastry cream. The top pastry layer can be finished with whipped cream or dusted with icing sugar, cocoa, pasty crumbs, or sliced almonds. Tarte au citron is a crisp buttery crust with a smooth tangy lemon custard. A classic French lemon tart does not traditionally feature a meringue on top, but you can find it topped with whipped cream or fruit, decorated with tortured meringue, or simple dusted with icing sugar. Tarte au pomme is the most classic pie in France and typically consists of short crust pastry with slices of fresh apples and little bit of sugarcane and vanilla on top. The apples are baked golden until almost melting like syrup, but the pie is turned upside down and served on a platter, preferably with a bowl of vanilla ice cream. Petit four is a small bit-sized served sweet or savory appetizer. The name is French petit four, meaning small oven. They usually serve at weddings, social events, and formal parties. Besides cream caramel has been claimed by English and Spanish, there is no uncertainty as to where it really comes from. Anyway, cream caramel is today France's most popular flan, consisting simple of custards made with milk, sugar, eggs, vanilla, and a topping of soft caramel. Mousse au chocolat is made with dark chocolate, eggs, butter, and sugar, resulting in a creamy, dark, and light texture. Profiteroles are choux pastry balls with typically sweet and moist filling of whipped cream, custard, or ice cream. It can be decorated or left plain or topped with chocolate sauce, caramel, or dusting of powdered sugar. Chocolate éclair is also a choux pastry, filled with cream and covered with a chocolate glaze. The pastry is usually shaped with a pastry bag and baked until it's a crispy and hollow on site. Paris Brest is a classic French dessert. Its name refers to a bicycle race that connected Paris with the city of Brest in Brittany in the early 20th century. Chef Louis Durand, who created the dessert, was inspired by the fact that the rays used to go right past the door of his pastry shop. Bûche de Noël, or Christmas log, is certainly one of the most popular cakes in France. It is very seasonal and only eaten during the Christmas holidays. There are so many other delicious desserts from France that are worth to be tried.